Ellen White gives the secret signs. She spoke most earnestly of the dangers of his connection with Freemasonry, warning that unless he severed every tie that bound him to these associations, he would lose his soul. She repeated to him words spoken by her guide. Then, giving a certain movement with her hands that was made by her guide, she said, "I cannot relate all that was given to me." At this, Fawkehead started and turned pale. Recounting the incident, he wrote, "Immediately she gave me this sign. I touched her on the shoulder and asked her if she knew what she had done. She looked up surprised and said she did not do anything unusual. I told her that she had given me the sign of a Knight Templar. Well, she did not know anything about it."
DF 522A, N. D. Fawkehead Letter, October 5, 1908.
They talked on. She spoke further of Freemasonry and the impossibility of a man being a Freemason and a wholehearted Christian. Again she made a certain movement, which my attending angel made to me. Again Mr. Fawkehead started, and the blood left his face. A second time she had made a secret sign, one known only to the highest order of Masons. It was a sign that no woman could know, for it was held in the strictest secrecy. The place of meeting was guarded both inside and outside against strangers. This convinced me that her testimony was from God, he stated. Speaking further of his reaction to this, he wrote, "I can assure you, this caused me to feel very queer. But, as Sister White said, the Spirit of the Lord had come upon me and taken hold of me." She went on talking and reading as if nothing had happened, but I noticed how her face brightened up when I interrupted her again and spoke to her about the sign. She seemed surprised that she had given me such a sign. She did not know that she had moved her hand. Immediately the statement that I had made to Brother Stockton, that it would have to be mighty strong before I could believe that she had a message for me from the Lord, flashed through my mind.
DF 522A, N. D. Fawkehead Letter, October 5, 1908.
When Mrs. White finished reading, tears were in the man's eyes. He said, "I accept every word. All of it belongs to me. I accept the light the Lord has sent me through you. I will act upon it. I am a member of 5 lodges, and 3 other lodges are under my control. I transact all of their business. Now I shall attend no more of their meetings, and shall close my business relations with them as fast as possible." He also stated, "I am so glad you did not send me that testimony, for then it would not have helped me. Your reading the reproof yourself has touched my heart. The Spirit of the Lord has spoken to me through you, and I accept every word you have addressed especially to me. The general matter also is applicable to me. It all means me. That which you have written in regard to my connection with the Freemasons, I accept. I have just taken the highest order in Freemasonry, but I shall sever my connection with them all." When Mr. Fawkehead left Ellen White's room, the hour was late. He took the streetcar to the railway station, and while traveling up Collins Street he passed the Lodge Hall. It suddenly dawned upon him that he should have been there attending a Knights Templar encampment that very evening. As he neared the station, he saw the train for Preston pulling out, so he was obliged to walk the rest of the way home. He chose an unfrequented road so that he might have opportunity for meditation. The walk he enjoyed very much, for there had come to him a new experience. He so much wanted to meet Daniels, Starr, or W.C. White and tell them that he was a new man, and how free and how happy he felt in his decision to sever his connection with all secret societies. It seemed to him that a ton of weight had rolled from his shoulders. And to think that the God who rules the universe and guides the planets had seen his danger and sent a message just for him.